Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Undoman. A Virginia school system in turmoil picks a new superintendent. I'm Scott Gelman.
A complaint at her apartment building led to a woman being pepper sprayed. I'm Luke Luker.
How long a Rockville banker got in prison for stealing millions from religious institutions. I'm Megan Cloherty.
WTOP News Time, 12 noon.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Bodies are still being found in the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that crashed and derailed in India. So far, at least 288 people are dead, and the death toll is expected to rise. A preliminary report blames signal failure. CBS's Remy Innocencio with details.
An express passenger train derailed early Friday evening in India's eastern Odisha state. Its carriages slamming into another passenger train and then a parked freight train. And this is not just the worst in more than two decades. It's also, astoundingly, the latest in crash upon crash in a string of train collisions in India.
President Biden says the stakes for passing the debt ceiling agreement could not have been higher, and he is praising lawmakers for their bipartisan work. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Passing this budget agreement was critical.
President Biden addressed the nation Friday evening about the bill that will raise the nation's debt ceiling, preventing a first-ever government default.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse.
The Treasury Department had set a deadline of Monday for when the government would run out of money to pay its bills.
Federal investigators say a tragedy at a Texas Border Patrol facility could have been averted if a nurse had not refused a mother's pleas to take her 8-year-old to a hospital the day the child died. Nick Miroff at the Washington Post.
Her fever at one point the day before she passed away had spiked to nearly 105 degrees. Why that didn't raise alarms for these medical contractors is part of that investigation.
Florida could see some heavy rain as the first named storm of the year, Tropical Storm Arlene, heads toward Cuba. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
Thankfully, it's looking very weak on the satellite imagery right now, and it will continue to weaken as it experiences some wind shear, some fast winds aloft. As it kind of drifts southward towards Cuba, there will be some moisture headed our way into Florida, so maybe some indirect impacts. We're talking showers and storms. It will be especially heavy in the southern part of the state.
Smoking is down in part to the nation. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
A new study from the CDC finds that between 2011 and 2020, adult cigarette smokers decreased by more than 13 million. However, the percentage of smokers did not drop as drastically for Asian American adults and didn't drop at all for American Indian communities.
A federal judge rules that a Tennessee law banning drag shows in public or in places where children may see them is unconstitutional. The judge says it violates freedom of speech protections. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
12:03 at WTOP, 77 degrees. Highs to the 80s with sunshine today.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for taking us along at this hour. I'm Ralph Fox. Top stories we're following for you. Leaders in Prince George's County are looking to Annapolis for help to address the rise of juvenile crimes in the area.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says the community as a whole is failing too many kids right now, but that it starts at home.
We have to ensure that families, that parents know where their children are, know who they are affiliating themselves with, know whether or not they're in school.
She says she plans to launch a truancy initiative aimed at getting more kids back in school, but she also plans to talk with state lawmakers about the role parents need to play.
There really are very limited mechanisms for the prosecutor's office to hold parents accountable.
It's too early to say what that could look like yet.
We have to have conversations about that.
And they have time since lawmakers don't go back to Annapolis until next year. John Dome in WTOP News.
There's a new leader in Loudoun County. Aaron Spence, the current leader of the Virginia Beach Public School System, has now been named superintendent.
Spence will head north after having the top job in Virginia Beach since 2014. Board Chair Ian Sorotkin touted Spence's experience.
My personal highest priority during this process was to find a superintendent who was experienced, accomplished, and successful at running a large, complex school division, and Dr. Spence fits the bill perfectly.
The school system has been scrutinized in the aftermath of two sexual assaults by the same student in 2021. Board member Tiffany Polifko says there's a wound in the school system.
It is my belief that it is not the current school board who should be selecting the next superintendent to lead Loudoun County Public Schools.
Spence is expected to relocate and take over in the coming months. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
It's 12:05. An apartment conflict in Adams Morgan leads to a woman being attacked and assault charges.
Christine Corbin says she went to the assistant property manager about them taking down notices of the formation of a tenants association. She videoed the argument. Corbin speaking with NBC4.
I could not open my eyes for 2 hours. I got called off in the ambulance, and I was in Georgetown Hospital for 2 hours. My arms are still burning.
Police plan to charge that property manager with simple assault. Residents at the building on Columbia Road say they've been fed up after days-long water shutoffs to update plumbing. In a statement, UIP Property Management says they are cooperating with police. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
New details after a shooting last week that left three dead and a fourth seriously injured in Woodbridge. Prince William County Police have identified a suspect, 28-year-old Donald Barahona Quinones. A $10,000 reward being offered for information leading to his arrest and conviction. Authorities say several people were at a home on Birchdale Avenue when the suspect pulled out a gun and started firing. The men killed in the shooting have been identified as Edwin Salmeron, Luis Alonzo Rivas, and Kevin Mendoza, all of Woodbridge. And a Rockville man facing 3 years in federal lockup this after prosecutors believe he stole millions from churches and other religious institutions.
A jury convicted 29-year-old Diape Sek of Rockville for his role in stealing nearly $2 million by stealing checks from the mail. Federal prosecutors say Sek, who was a customer service representative at a bank, opened 412 bank accounts and fake identities in just a one-year period in exchange for cash bribes. Prosecutors say checks payable to and written from churches and other institutions were deposited into many of those accounts, and then they say Sek and at least eight other co-conspirators would withdraw the money at ATMs. Megan Cloward, WTOP News.
The first issue, D.C. crime, now the city's election laws are under scrutiny from the Republican-led House Oversight Committee. The Post says a hearing scheduled Wednesday to address D.C. election integrity. It'll examine the American Confidence in Elections Act, which includes a title that would overwrite D.C.'s election laws. Earlier this year, a bipartisan effort in Congress successfully blocked D.C.'s attempt to revise the criminal code. Coming up after traffic and weather.
Escape rooms go high tech, and there's a new one here. I'm Jeff Glable.
It's 12:08.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, over to Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
On the Beltway in Virginia, Interloop after Route 50, Arlington Boulevard, headed toward Route 29. The crash activity is clear to the right shoulder. All your lanes are open, but of course delays remain on the Interloop back to Little River Turnpike as you head up the hill toward Braddock Road. If you're traveling at this point on I-95 southbound, delays going across the Occoquan down to 123, further south near Marine Corps Base Quantico, exit 148. Still with the left side block for the wreck there. Northbound I-95 looking pretty smooth right now. Just the delays as you leave, of course, Stafford County headed into Prince William County and beyond toward Fairfax. Once you get beyond the Fairfax County Parkway, you should enjoy a better ride toward the Springfield Interchange. New problem is northbound I-395 on the 14th Street Bridge. That's where the left side is blocked for the crash. GW Parkway northbound and southbound between the Beltway and 123, and also the Scenic Overlook's got work set up there in a single lane getting it through. Interloop of the Beltway in Maryland through Montgomery County. You're off and on the brakes, leaving Old Georgetown Road, headed up the hill toward Georgia Avenue with travel lanes open. Interloop between Route 1 College Park and the BW Parkway, some rough road reported as a result of some milling work that takes place probably overnight, so watch out for that. Slowdowns on I-95 southbound as leave the ICC headed toward the Beltway ramps. Otherwise, southbound BW Parkway south of Powder Mill Road, that crash activity is clear through the shoulder. All your travel lanes are open. It was southbound DC 295. Headed toward New York Avenue where the right lane was blocked for the broken down vehicle. Northbound DC 295 as you leave Pennsylvania Avenue headed toward Eastern Avenue. A single right lane gets you by the work zone set up in place there. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitzBuysCars.com. Get the most money for your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
If your plans are taking you out and about for your Saturday, looks like it's a good time to do it weather-wise. Let's take a look. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Temperatures will be on their way up to 82 today for an afternoon high. Lows tonight back down to 56. Once we get past the boundary, Sunday highs only around 78 degrees. North wind, low humidity, and more sunshine. Very comfortable end of the weekend. As we talk storm chances, they're not very high, only 30% for the city. Better chances north and west, especially this afternoon, this evening. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with some gusty winds and hail. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
We are looking at 83 degrees. We've already topped that 82 point in some areas. 82 in Potomac, 83 at LaFont Plaza, up to 78 here outside the WTOP studios. All brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Escape rooms are back, sidelined by the pandemic, but drawing groups again. Escape rooms started showing up about a decade ago, and they have evolved since then.
At that time, it was a lot of enthusiasts building escape rooms for enthusiasts, and there's a lot of simple puzzles and padlocks and things of this nature.
That's Mark Schaefer, owner of Escapeology, a high-tech escape room that just opened in National Harbor. It has 8 game rooms, including an Indiana Jones run, a mansion murder, and a pirate ship.
It's kind of like you walk into a movie set now. It's a high-end experience, a lot of tech. Everything runs through a computer now.
Groups have 60 minutes to find the clues and figure out how to get out. But if you don't find the clues, don't worry, you won't be forgotten about.
Well, you're never stuck. The rooms are never locked. There's a control room back behind the scenes. We've got cameras and microphones in the room so we can monitor their progress. And if they ever get stuck, they press a button on the wall, which requests a clue.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, UPS drivers are on the clock as their union debates a new contract. We'll take an in-depth look just ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Sally. With more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, me and my pack enjoyed a big breakfast. And now I'm in the Great Geyser Water Park looking down the High Paw Holler. And guess what? I'm only a little scared.
Wow, Steven, I'm impressed. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
1213.
If new Heineken Silver was at the invasion of Troy.
Oh my, the Greeks sent us a big wooden horse.
Oh no, it's full of armed and angry soldiers! And we only have these ice-cold Heineken Silvers to defend ourselves!
Forget plundering. Let's party!
Get all the tastes, no bitter endings. Crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver. Only 3.2 grams of carbs, 95 calories. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly.
Coming up, it's a tough challenge for the Terps in the NCAA baseball tournament. We'll keep you up to date on that and more. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Ever since we got Xfinity Mobile, the whole family now has the fastest mobile service. My little brother has no idea how lucky he is. Back in my day, we didn't have it nearly as good.
Oh yeah? Back in my day, you couldn't even stream outside the house. I don't like to think about it.
Please, back in my day, we had phones with cords, and they were mounted to a wall.
Forget phones. Back in my day, we wrote letters. Remember, Herman?
Oh, I remember.
Vintage texting.
Cool. Switch to Xfinity Mobile, the fastest mobile service with 5G and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. Get the best price for two unlimited lines with 5G compared to the lowest price plans of the top three carriers. Just $30 a line per month. Visit Xfinity.com/fastestmobile to learn more.
Wait till you hear about how we rented movies.
I don't think she's ready for that. From Xfinity, home of the 10G network. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It is 12:15. Safe travels out there. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for being with us at this hour. With less than 60 days to go until the current labor contract expires, negotiations are set to resume Monday between UPS and members of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. They represent an estimated 360,000 UPS drivers and other workers. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien maintains they will not extend the five-year contract past its July 31st expiration date. Transport Topic senior reporter Eugene Malero joined WTOP's Dan Ronan earlier to talk about the contract talks.
UPS is obviously a major player in the nation's supply chain, and this union knows that. Teamsters have been arguing that since the pandemic, the U.S. and global economy really changed, raising consumer expectations for the delivery of home goods. And UPS workers, Dan, they say they played a really important part in that, you know, making UPS a more valuable company. 24 million packages that UPS ships on an average day amount to the equivalent of, say, 6% of the nation's gross domestic product. That's according to the company. And that's good for about one quarter of the nation's overall U.S. parcel volume, Dan.
Eugene, what are going to be the big issues when the two sides get down to the bargaining table?
You know, simply put, it's about money and work rules, basically. The drivers say UPS has had three very strong years with exceptional quarters, due really largely because of the pandemic. And they point out that workers were on the job every day during COVID. You know, the union, they also want significant work rule changes, especially concerning drivers, those who work on the weekends. Some years ago, Dan, UPS and FedEx expanded to Saturday and Sunday delivery services. Still, those drivers are paid less than the Monday through Friday delivery drivers, and the union says pay and benefit parity is a top priority.
Eugene, is the possibility of a strike in early August a possibility?
Well, Sean O'Brien, the new Teamsters leader, ran on a platform of being tough on contract negotiations. He says there's no contract. If there's no contract, the members will strike. The union also has an estimated $300 million strike fund. They say they will tap if there is a walkout. For context, Dan, UPS did have a strike in the summer of 97 that lasted about 2 weeks. That took its toll on the company.
Again, that's Transport Topic senior reporter Eugene Malero. Quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP. President Biden expected to sign the debt ceiling deal today, getting in some Saturday work. And YouTube making a significant change that could affect the 2024 presidential election and others moving forward. Hundreds dead, over 1,000 injured after a serious train derailment in India. Rescue efforts are continuing. Stay with us for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go over to Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
Serious situation in Myersville. Eastbound and westbound I-70 just east of 17 in Myersville. All lanes blocked for the crash. Medevac being dispatched to that location on 70. Both eastbound and westbound closed.
just east of Myersville, exit number 42. No problem so far on 270. Things are clear on I-95. Interloop slowdowns leaving Route 1 College Park headed toward the BW Parkway. They had some milling taking place there overnight, and as a result, it's a little rough on the roadway. Outer loop slowdowns through Montgomery County, passing New Hampshire Avenue, off and on toward Georgia Avenue. If you're traveling on Route 50, headed toward the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, we still have three lanes east and two lanes in the westbound direction. On the BW Parkway southbound, earlier crash before Powder Mill Road is clear, but a new problem still on the BW Parkway southbound near Maryland 201 and DC 295, the right lane blocked for a broken down vehicle. If you're traveling in the district, northbound on DC 295, as you head toward Eastern Avenue, you are staying right to get by the work zone. The freeway westbound on I-395 southbound delays leaving the 3rd Street Tunnel headed toward Main Avenue. Traveling northbound on 395 going across the 14th Street Bridge, the left lane block one broken down there. Interloop slowdowns in Virginia between the Toll Road and the Legion Bridge, which the travel lanes open. Northbound and southbound on the GW Parkway between the Beltway and 123, also the scenic overlooks. A single lane gets you by the work zone. Traveling on I-95 southbound as you leave the Springfield interchange headed down toward Fredericksburg. We had two crashes, one near Quantico, one before the Centerport Parkway. They are both on the left shoulder, still drawing attention there, so watch out for that. Northbound I-95 off and on the brakes anywhere between Quantico and the Springfield interchange, but your travel lanes are open and available there. To Ashley's biggest Memorial Day sale event and your last chance to save 25% off, plus free delivery and a 5-year special interest financing and doorbuster store-wide now at Ashley. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now let's take a look at your weather forecast for the weekend and ahead. Your 7 News First Alert meteorologist, Jordan Evans.
Get ready for a comfortable afternoon. High temperatures much better than yesterday, only around 82 degrees. We have some extra cloud cover and a couple of storms out there expected this afternoon, especially north and west of the D.C. metro area. A lot of us will stay dry. We really need the rain, so if you do get the rain, consider yourself lucky, and it's only going to last about 20 to 30 minutes. Coming to an end by sunset, that's when the rain chances go away. Lows tonight back down to 56, highs tomorrow 78 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
85 degrees in Chantilly. Some folks well above that 82. 83 in Penn Quarter. 83 in Columbia. It is 80 degrees here outside the WTOP studios. It's all brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP, more news on the Commanders. That sale could be closer than you think. 1222.
Slowed down, held back, inhibited. What you get out depends on what you put in. Rejuvenate your engine's performance with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Because true performance knows no bounds. New and improved Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits to rejuvenate your engine's performance. Continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors.
If you've fallen out of love with your home, maybe you just need a refresh. Contact CertaPro Painters and we'll put the power of pro to work for you. That's CertaPro's power to transform living rooms and rejuvenate kitchens. The power to get the job done right, on time, and within your budget. Get that loving feeling back with the help of CertaPro Painters. Start your project at CertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
Alexa, Google Home, your smart speaker is our best friend. And yours, too, for staying in the know.
WTOP News on your smart speaker or in your pocket with a free WTOP app.
Or online at WTOP.com. Everything you need every time you listen.
This is WTOP News.
It's 1223. Thanks for taking us along for your Saturday. Pending Washington Commanders owner Josh Harris has a date next week with the NFL's Finance Committee. Some last-minute adjustments are being stipulated to get approval from league owners. After assurances from Harris, the league is optimistic that the Finance Committee will recommend approval. The deal could be ratified in the coming weeks. This is according to two sources familiar with the sale process that have both spoken with the Washington Post. One of the sources says the deal is in the 90% plus range. The NFL and a Harris spokesman both declined to comment. And summer sunshine also brings an increase in summer scammers, as folks tend to focus more on taking a break than keeping their guard up. Intellicheck CEO Brian Lewis says the main thing to look for online is whether deals are too good to be true.
Look at the URL on anything that's emailed to you very carefully, because that's going to let you know whether it's good or bad.
Lewis also says if you become a victim of a scam, to contact your bank and file a report with the FTC. It is 1225.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
We got a big sports Saturday there, Ben Raby.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ralph. We'll start with college baseball. Maryland Terrapins in the NCAA tournament for the third straight year for the first time in program history. Maryland won their tournament opener yesterday, but now a tough challenge awaits Rob Vaughn's Terps, taking on the number one team in the country tonight in Wake Forest.
Our team is up for the challenge. I think they're excited about the opportunity. We're very familiar with them. We saw them here last year. We know it's going to be a tall task, but to do what this team is planned to do all along, you got to go take down some big boys, and you know, no better way to start than this one.
And Wake Forest, the top pitching team in the country, Terrapins and Demon Deacons tonight at 6. Also in the Winston-Salem Regional, an elimination game just underway. George Mason leading Northeastern 1-0 in the first inning. Elsewhere, the brutal luck continues for Steven Strasburg. The 2019 World Series MVP hasn't pitched since last June, and now he's been shut down from all physical activity. That from Nats beat reporter Jesse Dougherty with the Washington Post. Strasburg reportedly dealing with severe nerve damage, and he's now been shut down for over a month, increasing doubts that he may ever pitch again. Soccer, the FA Cup final overseas. Manchester City, a 2-1 win over Manchester United, as Man City now two-thirds of the way through a potential triple crown, having already won the Premier League title last month. And they also play in the UEFA Champions League final next Saturday against Inter Milan. Ben Raby, WTOP Sports.
Ben, thank you. Coming up after traffic and weather, the debt ceiling deal expected to be signed into law by President Biden today. Also, major changes underway from YouTube. We'll keep you up to date. It's 1226.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but it's much harder for some. Don't let fear and anxiety keep you from a perfect smile. At Nova Dental Anesthesia, they take the stress away. State-of-the-art, compassionate dental care. It's what they do. So if you've been putting off that trip to the dentist, there's no need to wait any longer. Let Nova Dental Anesthesia help. Make an appointment today. Call 571-83-RELAX. That's 571-83-RELAX.